Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Talk Live. I'm Vinny B. Oh, shoot. After last week, I had to tweak the the computer. And go to the, it was on, even on my own page. Go to, that's all right. Got it all taken care of. We have our clips. We have a busy, busy racing weekend. We have the last ever Arizona Nationals at Wild Horse Pass Motorsports Park. And NASCAR's All Three Series were at COTA, or the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. So you can see what the road course is. It was a long one. I mean, even the cup race, you get a 3.25, maybe 3.5 mile road course. And it's just 3.41 mile paved road course. I mean, the one in Wisconsin, Road America, is 4 miles. One lap takes forever. You know, about a road course. Now, when they run like Sonoma, Watkins Glen, they're a little over 2 miles. Not so bad, but three and a half, 4 mile road course. I will say one thing, though. You know, they did not have stages. You didn't need them in a road course. I mean, you get a yellow flag, everybody gets bunched up, and then you're maybe within 1/4 mile or 1/10 of a mile, you know, and then you have, when you're crawling around at 50 mile an hour and pit row and caution speed, takes forever to get around that track. But, you know, we have the road courses. They've changed over the years. I mean, used to have Riverside in California. Boy, every time you watch the race there on TV, I mean, all you saw was a cloud of dust. It's on there. Anybody could see it. All-Star Race this year is going to be fun. Bringing back North Wilkesboro. I think Dale Jr. bought that. So everything should be easy. Got to make the things interesting and all, because I don't know. I haven't checked the ratings. If you want, go to Garage Talk Live on Facebook and comment there. All right, let's check out the results for the NHRA Arizona Nationals. In the top fuel category, finals came down to Sean Langdon, who I've had on the show years ago, and Justin Ashley, who I've had on the show last year. Langdon qualified 8th. Ashley qualified 7th. So let's follow Sean Langdon, who's got a storied career. He's a former champ in this division. He used to run for, I forget the name of the team. It's been a while. They've been away from so long. I know it was owned by one of the royalty in Qatar. And when there was the, I think when 9/11 kind of started, they decided to wean away from NHRA. They did have Khalid Al-Balushi was driving, and he's from there, and he was in, you know, in the series for a while, but that was neither here nor there. But anyway, up against Antron Brown in round one, who qualified ninth. Antron has not been having too good a year. One of them off years for Antron. 046 off the tree for Langdon. 066 for Antron. And 371 with a 6. 370 with a 2. So Brown had the quicker ET, but that reaction time and that 2/100ths, an actual 2/100ths of a second, gave Langdon the hole shot. Then up against Doug Kalita. Well, this was a pedal fest here. 060 for Kalita, 068 for Langdon. Langdon, 4.007. 4 seconds. I mean, funny cars are quicker than that now, but like I said, you have traction issues, you pedal it. Doug Kalita, even though he had a quicker ET, was 2.5 seconds slower getting down the track. So give that one to Sean into the semis against Leah Pruitt. Leah Pruitt, she qualified fourth, actually, in the Battle of the Chicks in the second round. The fifth-place qualifier was Brittany Force. Brittany Force started against Josh Hart in round one. Josh was on the show last year. It was Josh, Justin, and Camry Caruso. We'll get to her in a minute. Brittany and Leah. Leah with a 123, but to Brittany's 074, you would have think that Brittany would have walked away with that one, but Brittany had the traction issues. Leah with a 372 to 5, and Brittany with a 986 with a 4. Obviously, Leah had no problem with that one. Now, this one here was close. 081 for Sean in the semis. Leah, 083. Langdon with a 371 with a 9, and Leah a little slower, but not by much, a 376 with a 1. So give that one to Sean. Justin Ashley, on the other hand. Ooh, we have a new lady in the pro stock division, Krista Baldwin. Hope she's, we got to check her out. Maybe we can get her on. I like getting newbies. Well, anyway, Justin Ashley up against Tony Schumacher. Again, another multiple-time champ having a rough day. A rough, you know, a slow start. We'll call it a slow start. Anything can happen. 051 for Ashley, 056 for Schumacher, the Sarge. And Ashley with a 374, Schumacher didn't have the settings right, 487 with a 9. Easy round win for Ashley up against Mike Salinas in round two, last event winner. 075 for Salinas, 039 for Ashley. For Salinas, good run. 374 with a 3 for Ashley. So Ashley takes the win there, not only off the tree, but down the track. And up against defending champ Steve Torrance. Actually, he's not defending champ Steve Torrance. He's two-time champ. Defending champ is Brittany Force. She gets another championship. That'll tie her with Shirley Muldowney for 3 championships in the top fuel division by a woman. That's what I like about the NHRA. I mean, say what you want, NASCAR and women and coming up. The NHRA, women can succeed. and have done so, because you can count the number of championships. Brittany Force has two. Shirley Muldowney has three. You have Angele Sampe with three and on motorcycles. You have Erica Enders with five in pro stock. Not an easy division. I think the only division that doesn't have a female champion is Funny Car. The two have came the closest, wound up second, was Ashley Force Hood. Good genetics there. And her sister, Courtney Force. Ray Hall. That's her last name. She married Graham Ray Hall. And both have finished second. I think Ashley finished second to either Robert Height or her dad. Same with the, and I think Courtney finished second to Robert. Robert's only won twice, but anyway, you get what I mean. All right. Up against Steve Torrance. Ashley 035. Steve Torrance was twice as slow off the tree with an 070. And down the track, this was almost, if they would have had an even reaction time, this would have been a photo finish, because Justin Ashley had a 374 with a zero, and Torrance had a 374 with a three. Into the finals, Sean Langdon, Justin Ashley. Reaction time can make a difference. Like I said, Langdon had a whole shot win with a reaction time. 082 for Sean, 052. So we're looking at 3/100ths of a second quicker off the tree for Ashley. He's a bit younger, too. Langdon with a 373 with a 2. Really good ET. But Ashley, a 370 with a 5. Give him the first Wally of the season. Congratulations, Justin. Runner-up, of course, Sean. Lowest ET, Brittany Force, a 368 with a 2. Best reaction time, Justin Ashley, 035. That was against Steve Torrance in the semis. And at top speed, Brittany Force with a 336 with a 3. Okay. On to the Funny Car. Finals come down to a couple of former champions, I think, actually. One is defending, but Robert Height versus Ronnie Capps. I think Matt Hagen won last time. Anyway, number one qualifier was Bob Tasca. Robert Height qualified eighth. Ronnie Capps qualified, sixth. A lot of the finalists so far have qualified mid-pack. All righty, let's check. Because we had to go all the way down to find Ronnie. We'll start with him and then go back to the top and follow Robert Height's path to the finals. Okay, 067 to a 115. Capps versus Alex Laughlin. Capps 391, Laughlin 759. Easy one for Capps. Up against Blake Alexander, another sort of easy one. 078 for Capps. Red light for Blake Alexander with a minus 051. Talk about really jumping the gun there. 883, I guess once he realized the red light, everybody doesn't go screaming down the track. They save their motor and coast. Ronnie Capps, 398. Then up against Alexis DeJoria, the queen of Patron. Actually, her dad owns Patron. But another former guest. Ronnie Capps wasn't a guest, but he was. I did interview him at the motorsports show when it was in Fort Washington. But anyway, Alexis 101, Ronnie 044. Again, the reaction time hurt her. She had a 393 with a 5, and he had a 393 with a 0. But, again, a good reaction time would have kept it close. And that puts him in the finals. Let's go to his opponent, Robert Height. Boy, starting round one against the number 8 qualifier. You qualified 9th. So therefore, and he went up against 16-time driver's champ and probably about a 20-time owner's champ. His boss, the legend, the king of drag racing in my book, and Kenny Wallace thinks the same thing, so we discussed that. John Force is still kicking it. He's in his 60s, for crying out loud. All right, reaction time for Force, 046. Reaction time for Height, 074. And the difference of ET, Force had a 4.28. Height had a 391 with a 1. Had the big guy had a 390-something, he might have got the win with a hole shot had he been close, because he had the reaction time, a .03. 0.03 of a second is a lot of time. All right, Robert Height moves on to round two against Bob Tasca, who was the number one qualifier, up against Jim Campbell in round one, who did not take the light. So, actually, Tasca did have a good run. Slow reaction time, but a good run. A 392 with a 2 to get into the second, I guess, going for lane choice there. That's why you always have a good, try to make your best run possible. All right, 054 for Tasca, 063 for Height. Tasca, 396 with a 6. Tasca, 393 with a 6. That's how close it is, folks. You figure he hits the finish line almost dead even with Height, maybe 0.02 of a second behind him. Had he had gotten in, the semis, Robert Height, Chad Green, 092 for Robert Height. 055 for Chad Green, a 395 for Chad with a 5. Was it good enough? No, because Robert Height had a 390 with a 0, a 390 flat, which moves him into the finals. So yeah, you figure you add them together, you have 4010. And Height would have had a 30 with a 399 with a 2. Now that's 2 100s difference. Now had that Chad Green ET been a little closer to 9, like maybe a 9.2, he would have got the whole shot. But wasn't his day. Up against Ronnie Capps. These two have gone at it for a while. 062 for Height, 063 for Capps. You're talking about a good run to the finish. 390 with a 3 for Height. That's been as pretty much his consistency. But Height Capps, 5.53 with a 4 ET. Ronnie, what happened there? Tires. Traction makes the big difference. Anyway, Robert Height takes the Wally. Robert Height with a low ET. Chad Green with the best reaction time, 0.44. And Robert Height's low ET was a 3.90. So, and top speed, Robert Height with a 3.30 with an 0.07. Pro stock. This is always a fun category to watch. The finals come down to Bo Butner the third. It's always a funny name, Bo Butner. I mean, somebody had to have that name twice. And Rookie of the Year. And guest on the show last year, Camry Caruso. Who will take home the Wally? The rookie or the Beau? Let's see. Camry qualifying eighth. Beau three. 11th. Ooh. Defending champ Erica Enders again. Qualified sixth, 0.76 for Erica. Not like her usually on the tree. She is usually below the 0.3s, 0.3s and below. Bo Butner, 0.60. There again. Erica, 6.56 with a 9. Butner, 6.56 with a 5. I mean, it came down to that. Erica sent home early. And Bo up there, Fernando Quadra Jr. There's a lot of Quadras. There's Fernando Quadra, Christian Quadra, Fernando Quadra Sr. What is a junior? Anyway, Bo, 0.20. Fernando, 0.41. 6.59 with a 1. 6.60 with a 7. Again, close, but reaction time. Butner up to with semis against Kyle Koretsky. Koretsky, Bo Butner, 0.66 for Bo. Minus 0.23. Kyle gets the red light, disqualifies, so Butner cruises slowly. Coast down at a 22.587. Koretsky a 16.351. Let's check out our girl Camry. Camry Caruso up against Derek Kramer in round one. 0.44 for Camry. 0.56 with a 4. 0.56. 6.56 with a 4. Kramer. 083, 24 with .425. He blowed up. That's a long coast down the drag. 39.45 miles an hour. Up against Christian Quadra in round two. Quadra, the number one qualifier. Makes it to round two. Christian Quadra does not take the light. Camry Caruso doesn't beat up anything. A 4.72 reaction time. Like, did you have a sandwich on that one, girl? And 1379 at 62 mile an hour. Don't want to break stuff going into the semis up against Matt Hartford. All right, there's the girl we know. 017, Hartford's 037. This is where the reaction time comes in because Hartford at 656 with a 6. And Camry with a 656 with an 8. So her ET was 0.02 of a second slower, but her reaction time was 0.02 of a second quicker. So that gave her the whole shot win, moving her to the finals against the Beau. Beau Butner. All right, Beau Butner. 0.54, good reaction time. 6.59 with a 3. Camry. 0.44. Exactly 1/100th of a second quicker off the light. And her ET a 6.59 with a 2. So talk about a photo finish. If she had an even reaction time, she would have got it by a slight margin. But the reaction time gave it a bigger gap. Give Camry congratulations, girl. Her first Wally in her career at a track that nobody will run at again. Good for her. All righty. Anybody? Motorcycles? Probably. We'll probably run everybody there, being it's the last event. No motorcycles. All right. Standings. Okay. Unofficial. Okay. Top Fuel. Steve Torrance has an 11-point lead over Salinas. Leah Pruitt, third, 13 back. Justin Ashley, fourth, 23 back. Doug Kalita, fifth, 28 back. Sean Langdon, sixth, 40 back. Brittany Forrest, seventh, 46 back. Austin Prock, eighth, 59 back. It's still close. Antron Brown, ninth, 82 back. And on the 10th spot, the countdown cutoff, Tony Schumacher. In funny car, Robert Height has a 4-point lead over Matt Hagen. Ronnie Capps is third, 12 back. Alexis DeJoria, 15 back and fourth. Chad Green, 20 back. Tasca, 6, 46 back. J.R. Todd, 7, 48 back. John Force, 8th, 72 back. Blake Alexander, 9th, 78 back, and Tim Wilkerson rounding out the top 10, 85 back. 11th place is 20 points behind him, so that doesn't make it, makes it a little harder to take that spot. Okay. Pro stock, Troy Coughlin Jr., who won the event prior to this one, the Gators, has a 7-point lead over yesterday, Sunday's winner, Camry Caruso. So we got to stay there, girl. Stay in that top 10. Make that countdown, and let's see you bring home your first championship in your second year. Third place, Kyle Koretsky, 23 back. Matt Hartford, 26 back and fourth. Mason McGahey, fifth, 27 back. Greg Anderson, 28 back and 6. Bo Butner. And 7th. 28 back. So we got a tie there. Dallas Glenn in 8th. 42 back, 9th, Christian Quadra in 9th at 61 back, Aaron Stanfield in 10th at 62 back. Okay, that's the cutoff. The 11th spot is 71 back, and that's Derek Kramer. Wow. 18 points out of the countdown. The defending champ, Erica Anders. I guess we'll have to get you back on. Because usually you win them in twos. All righty. Let's take a look at the COTA. All right. The Truck Series on the road in Texas. Zane Smith. Led twice for 16 laps. No. They gave it a stage. I guess the truck race had a stage because Kyle Busch won stage 2. Christian Eckes won stage 1. Kyle Busch was 2nd, by the way. Ty Majeski, 3rd. Tyler Ankrum, 4th. Ross Chastain, 5th. Corey Haim, 6th. Nick Sanchez, a rookie, 7th. Tanner Gray, 8th. Kaz Grala, 9th, and Ben Rhodes rounds out the top 10. Average speed 77, 5.45 seconds is the margin of victory. 3 cautions for 5 laps, and 9 lead changes amongst 5 drivers. Let's check the points real quick. 10 make the playoffs, so our top 10 are Zane Smith in 1st, Ty Majeski, 2nd, Ben Rhodes in 3rd, Christian Eckes, 4th, Grant Enfinger, 5th, Matt Crafton, 6th, Tyler Ankrum, 7th, Matt DiBenedetto, 8th, 9th, Corey Haim, and on the bubble, I'm tied. Is 11th place, 10th place Tanner Gray and 11th place Chase Purdy. Tanner Gray is a former NHRA Pro Stock champion. He won during one of Erica's off years. All righty, let's get a word from our winner. Saturday. Zane Smith.
We are now joined by winner of today's Expel 225, driver of the number 38 Front Row Motorsports Ford, Zane Smith. Zane, this is your 9th Truck Series win, 2nd at COTA, back-to-back. How does it feel to be in victory lane again?
Yeah, super cool. Not only for myself, but FRM in general. They're undefeated at COTA in general. So they have 1 in the rain and 2 in the dry. And especially this year, there is a stacked field. And so just really happy to be here. And we're kind of deja vu of last year. We won Daytona, and then this is my 2nd win. So an awesome year so far, great to rebound after last week, and always just a fun time on road courses in general.
There you have your winner, Zane Smith. All right, on to Xfinity. AJ Allmendinger, driving for Colic Racing, takes stage 1, led twice for 28 laps. He's not running for points, so it don't matter. Takes the win. He is a road course specialist. as he used to run in the IndyCar series. William Byron getting some seat time in the 17 car in this series. It was second. Ty Gibbs was third. Sammy Smith was fourth, who is an actual regular in the series running for Xfinity points. Justin Allgaier, fifth. Daniel Hemric, sixth. Sam Mayer, seventh. Josh Berry, eighth. Sheldon Creed, ninth. And Riley Herbst rounds out the top ten. Race took 2 hours, 5 minutes, 3 seconds. Average speed, 75.26. Margin of victory, 0.85. A close one. It was AJ's 16th career victory in the Xfinity Series. Five cautions for seven laps. Six lead changes amongst four drivers. That says stage, but I do not see any of the cautions saying stage conclusion. How do you get stage points? I don't know. I'm confused. Alrighty, let's check the point standings. Austin Hill leads the points. Riley Herbst is second. John Hunter Nemechek is third. Chandler Smith is fourth. Justin Allgaier is fourth. Chandler Smith is fifth. Sam Mayer sixth. Sammy Smith seventh. Sheldon Creed eighth. Ninth, Josh Berry. Daniel Hemric, 10th. Parker Kligerman up in the points when he's not in one pit road with a mic in his hand. And rounding out the top, the playoff 12 is Cole Custer, 97 out. But Ryan Sieg is 106 behind, so you're looking 11 points there. It'll be close. Alrighty, let's check out our winner, AJ Allmendinger.
Chevrolet for Colleague Racing. We're going to go straight to questions for AJ. Please raise your hand.
I have one question first.
You have a question?
Yeah, because I did an interview earlier today, and the person I did the interview with said if I won, he was going to do he was going to sing live for everybody in the media center. So, Rob, we'll do that after I'm done with this, honestly. I don't know if I need to hear it, but he said he would. So, he's all taking right. requests. He said his favorite song to sing is Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
All right. Well, we'll get through the Q&A first, and then we'll get to that. All right. We'll open up the questions. We'll start here with Bob, and then we'll go to Rob, and then Holly.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. Did you think you were doomed when you got spun? And then can you also take us through the contact with Sheldon, who felt like he gave you enough room?
Well, the first question, Bob. I wasn't sure how the race is going to play out with no stage breaks now. You're not really sure what strategy everybody's going to kind of play on. I knew we had a really fast car, but it was about trying to get back up there and how the race was going to play out. If it, you know, just went straight out green, I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew we had one pit stop to go. I was more worried when I first got out of the wreck. I thought I had damage to the car because there was a lot of smoke inside the car. So I was more worried about that at first. And then I kind of the fenders cleared themselves, and I kind of realized, okay, the car's okay at least. So just trying to get back up there. And then I hate having contact for the lead like that. It's not something that, you know, I get really excited about. He was struggling through the triple right-hander, and
I tried to make a move in the left-hander and you know, made sure I stayed off him, and we got slid in behind him, and he was struggling, and I popped out and thought, I'm here at least, and it's just a tough angle. When I turned in, I thought I had made a point that I was far enough alongside. He turned in, and it's just a kind of a tight corner, at least the grip side of the racetrack. So, you know, if William wasn't right behind me, I'd have probably been more patient. But I kind of felt like whoever got to the lead first might be the guy that won the race. So I knew I needed to be aggressive. And, as it happened, I just took, like, a couple laps to kind of get the energy back inside me. He was doing a great job. I know it doesn't help him at all, so it's not what I want. I thought I was far enough along and thought I was turning in early enough, and he was still turning to make the corner and just contact. So I he has all the right to be mad. I thought I was there, but, you know, it's the way it goes. Everybody's got opinions about it, so it's not the way I wanted to take the lead.
We'll go to Robin and Holly.
Rob Tiongson from thepodiumfinish.net. AJ, it was such a rough and tumble race, but without the cautions between the stages, how much of a game changer was that for you to make your rally back to the front? And also, too, you know, when Chris Rice kind of got upset, you were talking earlier about having cohesiveness. What was your role in the radio to get everyone to calm down and kind of focus on getting back to the win?
Well, that's news to me because he was on the second channel screaming, so I'd never heard it, so I was fine. But, yeah, it's just that first yellow flew kind of like rated a tough time, right, because it was going to split the strategy up. We had made a decision that we were going to pit on lap 15. That was our first pit stop to get through the first kind of stage, and that was what we were going to run to. And it worked out well because even when I restarted with those guys on new tires, I was still able to pull away. So I knew my car was good. But once that second caution hurt because it allowed them to stay out and me have to restart in the middle of the pack, and then that's what happens on a restart. You just get kind of pile-driven into the field. So it's part of it. I knew being back there that's something that's going to happen, especially the way this turn one is. So once I kind of calmed down because I thought the car was damaged, and that was the frustrating thing. Once I calmed down and realized the car was okay, then it was just about trying to make back up to the lead, and we had a really good restart in the next one to kind of get right on the edge of the top 10 right away, and I could see we were starting to run them down. So the damage, all the damage we had, would definitely hurt the speed of the race car, but was just good enough there at the end.
They have your winner, AJ Allmendinger. Let's get to the Cup Series. Let's see. The main event of the weekend. Driving the number 45, filling in for the, I guess, either stepped down or retired. Hard to say. Definitely injured because of a nasty crash last year. Still not back in the vehicle. I think he was in the pit box this weekend or last weekend, one of the two weekends. But Kurt Busch, normally the driver of the 45 for Team 2311, was this being Tyler Reddick. Okay, now we found out how the stage thing worked. They do have stages, but there was no stage caution, so when they got to a certain lap, it was considered end of the stage, and if it was green, it stayed green. And then they did that for a second. But Tyler Reddick takes the win. First, I think it's his first one of the year. Kyle Busch was second. Third is Alex Bowman. Ross Chastain was fourth. He had a shot at it. William Byron is fifth. Austin Cindric is sixth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. seventh. Chris Buescher eighth. Ty Gibbs ninth. And Todd Gilliland rounds out your top 10. The race was 3 hours, 30 minutes, 32 seconds long. It took poor Tyler 'til the third overtime. Yeah, third overtime on a 3.41-mile road course. Bunch up the field. I mean, it was legitimate overtime. It's not somebody spinning and, ooh, quick, throw the flag. Nah, there was, like, debris coming off of cars there. So we'll let that one slide. But Reddick was able to take the win, locks him into the playoffs, and good for him. Okay. Average speed, 72.886. Margin of victory, 1.41 seconds. He did was able to pull away from the crowd after taking the green to make it to the white. And fortunately, he made it to the white flag without a yellow coming in between. So if the leader makes the white, the next flag ends the race. And it just so happened to be a checker. All right. This is Reddick's fourth career cup victory. There were 8 cautions for 17 laps, 16 lead changes amongst 7 drivers. Let's check our points, see where who's leading what in the driver's points. Top 16 make the playoffs. So Ross Chastain is your points leader. He has no wins. Kyle Busch with a win is second, 19 back. Joey Logano is third with a win, 25 back. So they're locked in. They got the win. Kevin Harvick, fourth. Christopher Bell, fifth. Ryan Blaney, sixth. Austin Cindric, seventh. Martin Truex, eighth. Brad Keselowski, ninth. And 10th is Tyler Reddick with a win, so he's locked in. Denny Hamlin is 11th. Ricky Stenhouse has a win. He's locked in. Chris Buescher, 13th. 14th is Daniel Suarez. 15th is Corey LaJoie. 16th is Alex Bowman. I want to scroll down. You have William Byron with 2 wins. He's above 30th spot. So he's locked in, but he's got to stay above 30th. Anybody else? At least that's what the rules used to say. No, so that's it. He's actually bumping somebody down. If they go according to wins, well, how many playoff points has he got? That's right. Alex Bowman was penalized, minus 10. Kyle Larson, minus 9. Justin Haley, minus 10. Byron has 4. How did he dodge that bullet from the other Hendrick drivers? Don't know. That's playoff points, though. I don't know. NASCAR is weird with minus points, but I don't make these rules. All right. Let's hear from You have the truck series. I would try to get the winner, but you got to go through everybody else first, which would be Hamlin, Billy Scott, the crew chief, and maybe Tyler. We're going to get to the end.
Billy Scott, the crew chief, and Denny Hamlin, the owner. Congratulations, gentlemen, on the big win here at COTA. We'll get right to questions if you have.
Just the stress was high in the car today, just circumstances. But thanks.
Do we have Tyler?
Okay, sorry about that. Steven Stump, frontshirts.com. Congrats on the win, Tyler. During the Saturday media sessions, you said that while talking about the newcomers, Taylor, Kimmy Button. You said hopefully we race with respect out there. It often goes away in these restarts and these finishes. Obviously, you were in front of it all, but what are your thoughts on what happened behind you?
I have no idea. I was just focusing on my restarts and what I had going on. Obviously, there was a lot of cautions at the end, but, I mean, the way that things kind of have progressed, you know, the front and rear bumpers of this car are really resilient. You can really hit someone pretty hard without knocking the nose of your car off. And the rear bumpers are really tough too. So, you know, we saw that at the Clash, people just being able to go in there and lean on each other front to rear. It kind of brings that to light at the end of these races. But seriously though, you know, you look at turn one here, turn one at Indy Road Course, they're very inviting corners with a lot of room. And, you know, it's just a product of restarts and the nature of NASCAR racing and how aggressive all the drivers are. Someone's going to be on the short end.
Go to Bob, Jim, Rob.
Bob. There we have Tyler Reddick. All righty. Let's wrap it up for the day. This weekend, Saturday, we have the Truck Series at 4:30 p.m. out at the Texas Motor Speedway. And the Cup and Xfinity Series will be Saturday, the Xfinity Series at 1 will be in Richmond. It says Richmond Raceway, but it should be, it used to be Richmond International Raceway. And Sunday at 3:30 will be the Cup race. Okay, so here's the order of television viewing. 1 o'clock, Fox Sports 1, Saturday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, the Xfinity. And that will be followed, I guess, right after that at 4:30 from Texas Motor Speedway on Fox Sports 1, the Truck Series. And then Sunday at 3:30 with Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond. If Toyota Care 250 on Saturday and the SpeedyCash.com 250 in Texas on Saturday. Darn, I just bought a Nissan. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. From 85 to 87, there's a video, but if you go to NASCAR, maybe not. Bill Venturini and Venturini Motorsports did something never done before or since. His pit crew comprised entirely of women, dubbed the Ultra Blue Crew. They helped pave the way for women in motorsports. Well, that's our show for today. I'm Benny B., your host. See you all next week. Don't forget, go to rumble.com/theystilllivepodcast. Hosted by Jeff Sandor, who played Dale Earnhardt in NASCAR The History of Speed on Country Music Channel. And me. So you get to see me in a different venue. I let the freak flag fly in that one. And we goof on all sorts of everyday newsworthy stuff. So I'm Benny B., your host. See you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.